big-headed, uppity, high and mighty, stuck up. We have a lot of words for pride, and they are not good, for people we think are too proud, too full of themselves. Have you been called any of those things as a caution or a correction, a reminder not to stick out too much? Or maybe you've been told that you should be ashamed of everything about yourself, not proud at all. The LGBTQ plus community, along with women, people of color, poor people, neurodivergent people, are all told not to be too proud, too loud, too much, too showy, too out, anything that makes someone uncomfortable. When I was in high school, I had lunch one day with my pastor, and he set down his menu and he said, "Your mother is so proud of you." And I gaped at him in genuine shock because I had no idea. She had gone so far the other way that what came out of her anxious mouth was worry and correction and limitation. Only certain people are allowed to be proud. And the church sadly plays a big part in that. One famous Christian thinker says that pride is a turning away from God, the refusal to stay in one's proper place. But who says? Who says what our place is? What if pride is really turning toward God, seeing what God built into us, seeing what God made us to be? What if pride is seeing the gifts that God gave us and using them the way only that we can? What if pride is just being our real selves in God's world? In the scriptures today, we get King David at, arguably, the first pride parade. Work with me here. He is so excited, so full of joy that he dances for sheer joy of who God is and who he is. In that one way, he's a model for all of us. Don't imitate anything else about him. As a brand new king, he's bringing the ark back to Jerusalem, the symbol of the power and the presence of God. He's claiming the power of God. And so we see from him, and we know this month, that pride is political. In the same way, gay pride marches and gatherings take back the power. They say that all of the people of God are welcome. And unfortunately, that is still a political statement. The world is full of hateful speech and real danger for the LGBTQ plus community. This year, People Who Count say that there are over 500 pending laws ready to limit people's freedom, coming down especially hard on our trans friends and trans kids. And Christian churches, I am sorry to say, are part of that march, part of that storm of hateful speech, part of that move to oppress people. And so David, in this whole month, call us back to pride as a place of power. Because pride is powerful. The thing that struck me at the very first time I went to a gay pride parade, and the thing that I've loved every time since, is the sheer delight in who people are made to be, the freedom to experiment until they get it right, the joy of living in our own bodies in a place without judgment. It makes me cry behind my sunglasses every time to see young people get that in a way that older people didn't until much later. Pride Month is its own beautiful, essential celebration. And if we're watching, we can all learn something. Because without the right amount of pride, we can become pale echoes of our true selves. Pride is meant to be part of us, seeing who we truly are, using our gifts. And this is so hard to learn if you have been told to be quiet and smaller than you really are. But then there's King David, dancing and leaping for who he really is, reveling in God's creative power and presence, the joy of his own physical body, setting an example for all of us. And when he does that, when we go to pride, we know that pride is contagious. Every time someone steps out, every time someone claims the freedom of who they are, the next person is one step closer to that. In that freedom, person by person, the world is brighter and safer and richer and more free and more open. When we love and dance and live without fear, we get other people a step closer to that too, because it's contagious. This month, and every month, the LGBTQ plus community shows us how to wrestle pride out of hate, pride out of ignorance, pride out of oppression, pride out of indifference. This month we celebrate the lives and the bodies of the people the world might ignore. This month we stand with the LGBTQ plus community in claiming God for everyone and letting it sink into our spirits. And this month we are called back to action to make that true and safe for everyone. Until Pride Month is every month and every day in every place. True pride, the right amount of pride, is right at the intersection of who God made us to be and how we live freely in the world. We can never be too proud of who God made us to be, how we live with those gifts. That right amount of pride is rooted in God, our Creator, and it can't go to our heads. So be big-headed, be uppity, be full of yourself, be full of your goodness. Dance and enjoy the body that God gave you. Sing. Move in the world. Be full of the God who made you, because God is proud of you. Amen.